Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Do you know why the government now is taking care of people? Because the kids don't take care of them. Are you following? And I'm talking about believers. I'm talking about unbelievers, but believers. You know, it's a sorry lot if a kid don't take care of mom and dad. I shouldn't say this more, but you know what I'm talking about. It's our responsibility. I joke with Caleb Brooke. We have 7 kids. And when they get old, they're going to move me around and around, all 7 kids, and they're tired of me. I know how that is. And I told Kayla, she's the youngest one, I said, when you were a baby, I changed your diaper. When I get old, you're going to be changing my diaper. The point is taking care of the saints, of others that are in need, brothers and sisters, our parents. I'm going to move it on. Okay, verse number 2. Upon the first day of the week, and we talked about that, why we meet on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, let every one of you lay in store. The word store is that they had prepared. It wasn't just a spontaneous gift. They had prayed about it. They had planned this. It wasn't they just showed up one Sunday. Well, here you go. They had literally thought about how much can I give to those poor saints in Jerusalem. So they laid it in store. We would think of it as the same word as a treasury, if you will. And they would bring it together. Then they would deliver that money to the saints. As God has prospered him, as God has blessed you, you need to bless others, specifically in this instance, those saints in Jerusalem. And I mentioned this last week. God has blessed some more than others. It's pretty obvious. However, the thought is, as God has prospered you, which means if God has prospered you more, obviously you're able to give more than those who have less. But I mentioned, I think, last week or so, It's a true statement when I say this, that it's poor people give more to other poor people than rich people do to poor people. How do I know? Because we is ones. I'm not poor. We're rich in Christ. But you know what the point is? Seems like the more people had, the more they... Now, not everybody, a lot of them are benevolent, but on the whole, it's proven that the poor support seem to help other poor because they can relate. They kind of... There you go. Okay. So as God has prospered him, the more that is given to you, you ought to be able to give out more. But let me go a little further. You know, that's why tithing, and I still believe in the tithe, that it's fair across the board to everybody. If you make $100 a week, you give $10. You give as much as somebody that gave $100 who makes $1,000 a week. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. I have no idea what we're talking about. Okay. A tithe is fair across the board, no matter where you are in things. And as God has prospered you, that there be no gatherings when I come. Again, that's a specific offering. You're not talking about tithes or other things. He's talking about the specific offering. Okay. Now, here's where I want to get to in our lessons today. And when I come, whomsoever ye shall approve by your letters, then will I send to bring your liberality, that's that graced gift, unto Jerusalem, this one-time offering. And if it be meet that I go also, they shall go with me. Now, I will come unto you when I shall pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia. We'll talk about this in a second, but you get the picture. I'm coming to you, but on my way to you, I'm going to pass through the region of Macedonia. And I'm going to stop there for a little bit because verse number 6. And it may be that I will abide, yea, and winter with you there in Corinth, that ye may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. For I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you if the Lord permit. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great door and an effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. So you get the idea. Paul is planning a trip, called maybe like his third missionary journey or whatever. He's planning on a trip. You know, he took some missionary journeys. And he's letting the church of Corinth know. He said, I'm coming your way. kind of a friendly reminder, because you remember they hadn't received the offerings yet. You read in the book of 2 Corinthians, Doug, when he talks about the giving of, that they had promised to do this a year ago, and they hadn't done it. He said, you go ahead and get that done. So that when I get there, you don't, oh no, Paul's here, let's hurry up and receive that offering. He said, you be prepared when I come. And while I'm coming, by the way, I'm going to stop at Macedonia on the way. I'm going to stop at Ephesus and other places while I go. And I want to get there by winter. So he's giving them a time frame. And I have on my notes here, and I'm all over the page this morning. Paul did not fly by the seat of his pants. Amen, preacher. We read, if the Lord permits. Paul did have plans. You got to have plans. He had plans. But oftentimes, God changes our plans. And we need to be sensitive to that. And we're going to look at an example of that when he wanted to go somewhere and then had the people of Macedonia come over and help us. Paul wanted to go somewhere and, no, you don't go there. Well, I'm going to go this way. No, you get the point. Verse number 3. Let me get to my notes so I'm not scattered brain. And when I come, whomsoever ye shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. The Apostle Paul wanted a representative from the church at Corinth. When he would go, if he went, he wanted somebody from the church at Corinth to go. Why? To accompany him to help deliver the gift, the offering that the church had received. Because we see in verse number 4, and if it be met, the word meet here in the King James, it really just means if it be fitting or if it's possible. You go ahead and select somebody who would receive that, you're going to receive the offering. You select somebody, it's probably an elder, deacon, I don't know, probably somebody in the church, I don't know. But anyway, you select somebody to take this offering. And if I can go, we see in verse number 4, and if it be meet, if it's fitting or if it's even possible that I go, they shall go with me. We want to go together. Why was that so important? Paul wanted to be open and above reproach in all matters, especially in finances. He was going to receive probably a large amount of money because the church at Corinth had some money. Because of the area they were in, we had the privilege of going to Corinth here just a couple of weeks ago, and they were by the port. And remember the Temple of Aphrodite, and me and Doug climbed up that mountain. We didn't quite make it to the top. And we wanted to make it where the Temple of Aphrodite is no longer there. But the ruins was there. You could see it from the sea, the ocean. It was a spectacular temple. And y'all remember when we looked at this back in chapter number 7, that temple that was there. Climbed up. It's no longer there. But I said they were wealthy there because it's a wonderful town, commerce and all. I read while I was there, outside of Rome and one other city in the known world, they were the third most, yes, prosperous city in all the known world. So even though these Christians are under persecution, obviously the church at Corinth, they had some things. Because in 2 Corinthians, he told the church at Corinth about those poor saints at Macedonia, that they were in deep poverty, and yet they were willing to give out of the abundance of their heart. So the church at Corinth had some means about them, obviously. So we see, so whatever that offering was, Paul wanted somebody to represent that church at Corinth as a part of openness. And I'd say probably Thanksgiving and other reasons, but Paul was always open and above reproach.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.
Join us this week, Monday through Friday, January 19th through the 23rd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for our annual mission conference. We are serving supper at 5:45 p.m. with services at 7 p.m. each night. Hear from missionaries around the world, special music, and great messages from the Word of God. We hope that you'll come out and join us each evening, January 19th through the 23rd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. If you can't join us, you can watch us online at westwoodmbc.org. We hope to see you soon.